This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh. He also performed the Bhumi Pujan of Virangana Rani Durgavati Smarak. He also released a postal stamp in the memory of Rani Durgavati. On this occasion, the Prime Minister said that the previous governments had forgotten to give respect to the great men of India and to the tribal society. He stated that former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee first created the tribal ministry and brought respect to the tribal society. The Prime Minister said that his government removed 11 crore fake names from the government statistics, which were paving the way for looting the treasury. He remarked that his government has saved more than 2.5 lakh crore rupees from theft through the use of Jan Dhan, Aadhaar and mobile. Mr. Modi said today Madhya Pradesh is standing at such a point where if the pace of development stops, it can lead to disaster. He said that the next 25 years are important and only developed Madhya Pradesh will lead to a developed India. He said that this is the time to work hard and make the right decision. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth 5,000 crore rupees across various sectors at Jodhpur in Rajasthan. These projects include the foundation stone for a 350-bedded trauma center and critical care hospital block at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Jodhpur and 7 critical care blocks under Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission to be developed across the state. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for the development of the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport to be built at a cost of 480 crore rupees. He dedicated to the nation IIT Jodhpur campus and upgradation of the infrastructure at Central University of Rajasthan. He also laid the foundation stone of multiple road development projects and dedicated 2 other rail projects. Prime Minister Modi flagged off 2 new train services in Rajasthan, including a new train, Runicha Express, connecting Jaisalmer to Delhi, and a new heritage train connecting Marwar Junction to Khambli Ghat. In Sikkim, the death toll following devastating flash floods has mounted to 14, while around 102 people are reported to be missing. The flash floods were triggered by the sudden glacial lake outburst over Lonak Lake in North Sikkim in the Tista River in Lachin Valley yesterday. Search and rescue operation for the missing persons continues in the marooned areas of the state. The troops of Trishakti Corps are extending medical aid to civilians and tourists stranded in the areas of Chungthang, Lachung and Lachen in North Sikkim. Meanwhile, Chief Minister P.S. Tamang chaired a meeting today to assess the current disaster situation in the state with Chief Secretary V.B. Pathak, among others. The Chief Secretary briefed Mr. Tamang about the steps being taken by the state government in coordination with the Indian Army and concerned agencies to provide relief, rehabilitation and restoration. Norwegian author Jon Fosse has been awarded the 2023 Nobel Prize in Literature for his innovative plays and prose, which give voice to the unsayable, said the Swedish Academy today. It added that Fosse is today one of the most widely performed playwrights in the world and has become increasingly recognized for his prose. The human condition is the central theme of Fosse's work, body of work, irrespective of genre, it said. In the opening match of the ICC ODI World Cup, defending champion England have set a target of 283 runs before New Zealand at Motera in Ahmedabad. England scored 282 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India has amassed a historic 86 medals, including 21 gold, 32 silver and 33 bronze so far. India is currently in the 4th place in the medal tally. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games, surpassing the previous best of 70 medals at the 18th edition in Jakarta. In archery, Indian men's compound archery team beat South Korea to win the gold, while the Indian trio of Jyoti Parneet and Aditi secured gold in the women's team compound event, prevailing over Chinese Taipei. And that is the end of this news bulletin.